we don't get rattled. We just try to correct him on the next play. And all our guys have a short memory, so that's the plus on our defense.
You know, Cincinnati is 7 points, even if it came in the last five. That's a pretty good day's work.
To hold anybody in the league to 7 points is definitely a good deal in the NFL. We don't want to elaborate on that too much. That game is behind us. We got a good Cleveland team coming in with a lot of weapons themselves, so we have a big task at hand, and hopefully we can try to do the same thing this week.
Exactly. Tell me the problems that Cleveland presents for you guys.
They got a different matchup. They use the guy Josh Creel in a lot of ways. He's a special talent. As you know, Jamal Lewis is a downhill runner. He's always he's had 7 out of the last 9 years, 1,000-yard receiver. Raylan Ayers is a big play receiver. So we definitely have a lot of things that we have to a lot of guys we have to look out for and try to contain this week.
But the nice thing is something really to build on after a pretty darn good opening performance.
Yeah, we definitely a lot of things to build on. I think there's more to build on than negative things. And so the coaches do a good job of not letting us get ahead of ourselves and thinking that we're more than what we are. They keep us in a humble mind frame, and I think that's good coaching, and I think that'll lead to a good defense.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What is Brian Dawkins' defense?
Man, I don't even know if there's a word for that. You know what I mean? He's first of all, a Christian leader. And second of all, he's very intense. He brings the intensity to the game, even in practices. And, I mean, when you hear a guy like him speak, if you're not ready to play, like I said, you don't have a heart if you can't follow this guy.
Did perceptions meet reality? I mean, you hear around the league what kind of leader he is and what kind of person he is, and then you finally meet him and get to play with him. Is that perception, is that reality too?
Definitely. It's more than what I thought. You know, when you hear a guy, the leader, you've seen this play for the last 10 or 12 years on the field, but when you actually see what goes inside, you know, the guy that practices, the guy that's in the meeting room, the guy that watches film, the guy that you talk to one-on-one, it becomes bigger than what people talk about around the league once you know him personally.
Is he a better player or a better leader?
Man, you know what? That's a tough distinction, because the leader that he is makes him the great player that he is. So it kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, the type of leadership ability that he has, and he's not one of those guys that tries to be a leader. He was a born one. He's one of those ones. I would put him in front of an army of 300. I think he could lead it.
Is it hard to believe he's 36?
It's definitely hard to believe that he's 36. The way he walks around, the way he's built as his physique as a ball player, it's definitely hard to believe he's 36. But it's not hard to believe that he's been successful in this league that long.
A lot of these veterans talk about how, you know, fifth year you can do great, sixth year you got to keep doing it, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. When you see him in his 14th year doing different things, what does that say to you in terms of longevity, how important it is to keep working?
All it said to me is I need to do what this guy's been doing to try to get there. I mean, the thing that he's done, obviously, is the epitome of how to be a professional, how to play in this league a long time. And if some of the guys in the league can do half of the thing that he does, there'll be a lot of guys a lot more successful.